Are you guys ready to try some pumpkin beers?
No.
No.
Well, too bad. From Beer of the Day World Headquarters in Elk Grove, California. It's the Beer of the Day Podcast. It's that time of year where the shelves are stocked with so many pumpkin beers that you don't even know what to do. But we're going to solve that problem for you tonight and try seven different pumpkin ales from all around the country. Joining me tonight from Pasadena, Jeff Miller, Andy Hamilton, Megan Marin, Matt Harding, Steve Williamson. I'm Dallas Helliker, and we've got a good show for you. Hey guys, how's it going?
Hey, great. Ready for some pumpkin beer.
Jeffrey, audio through okay?
Yeah, I'm doing great. Thank you.
All right. So the first beer we're going to try is the Saranac Pumpkin Ale. While Andy opens up this huge, massive thing and pours it, let's figure out if anyone has had any good beers this week they want to talk about.
I have. I've had it before, but I had the nothing related to pumpkin beers at all, but from St. Archer, the Mosaic IPA. Have you guys had that?
We have.
Yeah, I've had it before. In fact, I just bought it yesterday.
It's so good. I mean, I've had it a couple times, but, you know, I really like these fresh, hoppy, earthy, you know, beers. And I think we like St. Archer, but that is just a phenomenal beer. I think I like the Mosaic hops, but one of the best beers I've had this year.
Great. Well, it was on our, we have a inventory list of beers that Jeff has and beers that I have. There's currently 106 beers on this list.
A lot of shows.
Between the two of us, we have that many beers stored up, ready for different shows. And if I see it on his list, I try and buy it so that we both have it in case we want to drink it on the show. So yesterday I bought that Mosaic. So did you drink it already, or are you out of stock?
I liked it so much that I went and bought another one right before I added it onto that list.
Okay.
So I have one in stock.
All right. So it was a little bit of a challenge to get all the same pumpkin beers between Jeff and us up here. And I was in the store looking at all the pumpkin beers, and I bought $150 worth of beer at BevMo, pumpkin beers.
Wow.
And as an afterthought, I saw this Saranac beer. It comes in a jug. $4.50. How big is this thing?
32 ounces.
32 ounces. Yeah. $4.50. I mean, that was the cheapest beer that I had. I didn't expect to do it on the show, but
it's here.
Jeff managed to get it, so
I found it. It was unexpected as well. I went to four places today and maybe one place earlier this week looking for pumpkin beers. Didn't see it anywhere until the very last place. I'm in the line to pay, and next to the cash register is a display of this beer. And I couldn't believe, looking at four places, I finally found it while in line at the last place. And yeah, $4.50, cheap. Big bottle. I don't expect a lot, but who knows? Might be okay.
They charge $4.50 in Los Angeles?
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
Saranac Pumpkin Ale from Saranac Brewing Company, Utica, New York. This is 5.4%. We're looking at a kind of a dark amber color. Not too dark. Maybe just a classic amber color. Pretty clear. Couple of bubbles coming up.
Yeah, the aroma is like, it's a lot of pumpkin, it seems like.
A little cinnamon.
Cinnamon and, you know, those nutmeg.
Yeah, it's, when we do a show where it's all the same style.
It's going to be tough.
There's a lot of the same descriptions, but this one here is actually more classic pumpkin ale smelling than I anticipated.
Kind of a yeast smell from it, more than I thought I would. A little bready.
Well, there is yeast.
Yeah.
In the beer.
How about in pumpkins?
No. Not.
It's pretty smooth.
Not naturally.
I think it's got a sweet finish. I mean, this is not bad for how cheap it is.
It tastes very much like it smells. Yeah. I get the baseline is kind of an amber lager, and then it has some of that pumpkin, but it's really that pumpkin pie, cinnamon, spicy, a little bit of spiciness in there.
Yeah, it's not heavy, you know.
It is not heavy. Yeah, it's pretty drinkable.
Yeah, it's a really faint pumpkin taste, kind of the aftertaste. It's not overwhelming your palate at all.
We'll get into some of these, and I think you'll really get the spice, and it can get overwhelming. You know, pumpkin beer is really one of those genres that I don't love. I don't look forward to. But this isn't bad. I don't think I would choose to drink it, but
$4.50, it's the bargain of the century.
Yeah.
Well, this is a style of beer where I'm hoping that we can somehow try these next to each other. I mean, it's going to be hard to try them next to each other, but you know, all of these are going to be sort of similar. I kind of want to revisit some of these because we can't really try them side by side, but if we have one after another, it's going to be hard throughout the show to kind of differentiate flavors.
Yeah, but we have kind of quite a different variety of different beers here. They go from light like this one, 5.4, to very heavy, 9%, 8.5, 8.5. So there's a wide range of different beer styles and just the heaviness factor. I think that's off to a good start, though. I have to say that I am pleasantly surprised with that one.
I think the same thing.
It's not overly pumpkin, and it's pretty drinkable. So,
pretty sweet.
Pretty sweet.
Yeah. Better than expected, though.
A lot of pumpkin beers, I think I could have one, and that, you know, that it's kind of a novelty, and that's what I would want.
For the year.
Right. This one, you know, I could have another glass of that and be okay. All right, next beer. As I mentioned, we had a little bit of a tough time getting the same beers up in Northern California as Jeff could in Southern California. He got a couple extra beers down there that we couldn't get up here. And so he's going to do an extra one. We're going to do an extra one later in the show. And so he has a choice. He can either do the Elysian Night Owl or the Out of Your Gourd Pumpkin Porter from Red Hook Ale. I'm going to circle on my sheet right now which one Jeff is going to drink, and then we will see.
This one.
We will see what he picks.
Which one's the higher alcohol percentage?
The Night Owl, Elysian.
Elysian.
I think he did the Elysian.
Elysian.
So which one did you circle?
The Elysian.
What are you drinking, Jeff?
What'd you circle?
I'll show the paper to the camera.
I chose the Red Hook.
Ugh.
He got it right.
Dal picks Red Hook.
Congratulations. This was great.
And earlier you were asking us where Red Hook was located, so it was kind of a dead giveaway.
Oh, damn it. That was a giveaway.
Ooh, I didn't think about that.
I should have thought about that.
Well, I'll tell you why I chose this, because it's the only one that's a porter. All these other ones are ales or kind of lagers, and I think this is kind of unique in that it's a pumpkin porter. So I had to try that one.
Yeah, just out of the two of them, that's the one that I would want to try. Just because you mentioned that Elysian has four different pumpkin beers, I'm like, God, come on.
Yeah.
He's killing us with it.
You can never have too many pumpkin beers.
Well, we'll
which
see.
Is weird for
we're going to prove that with this episode.
Yeah.
Well, it's weird that Elysian has so many too, because I feel like pumpkin beers are kind of more of an East Coast thing, and Elysian's in Seattle. I don't know why they have four different ones.
They
but
grow a bunch of pumpkins up in the Pacific Northwest.
I know, but it's just pumpkin beers seem like a more, maybe it's like a weather thing. Like here it is September and we're drinking pumpkin beers, and I feel like it's so hot that this is something I want to drink when it's a little cooler. Maybe it's just an East Coast temperature thing.
It could be. You know, October is coming. You got to do it at some point. Otherwise, there's not going to be enough time to get it off the shelves. All right. Well, while Jeff drinks that and forms an opinion on it, he can tell us about it. Let's move into the beer news of the day. All right, the news this week surprisingly, revolves around pumpkin beers. And it's mainly a couple of different opinion pieces. This one is by Jolie Myers, Los Angeles Magazine, who is writing a plea, a humble plea, no more pumpkin beers. And basically, she is tired of the pumpkin beer thing. Every single year, all these beers come out, and she's not really impressed by any of them. People that are not craft beer drinkers, then they buy it, you know, they get excited about it. And she basically ends up having to drink more pumpkin beers than she really would want to. And normally I would agree. I say it's not really what I want to drink on a given podcast or a given.
It'd be cool if there was one or two, you know, pumpkin beers, but now everybody's doing them. And she gets into the point that, you know, Jeff just spoke of it. You know, this West Coast right now doesn't feel like pumpkin season. It's still hot. But because it's now a seasonal beer, so many brewers are brewing them. They want to release them as early as possible. So theirs is the first on the shelf. Pretty soon you'll have them in the middle of July. And it's just not, it's no longer really seasonal. And that's right. What happens when you have a style that's so particular. There's not really other styles that are so exacting. It has to have pumpkin in it. You know, that's.
Right. And then, and everyone does it. And then she says it's kind of an arms race where you want to be the first to have your pumpkin beer in the stores.
Right.
And then people see that first pumpkin beer and they're like, oh, pumpkin beer. And they buy it. And so, you know, she says by her calculations in 2019, we will have pumpkin beer released in February. So, I think valid point. But next article, this is Mike Foss, USA Today Sports. He says that pumpkin beer is objectively bad and you're bad for hating it. So I said before the show, everyone ready to try some pumpkin beer? And everyone's like, nah, 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 nah. Kick off the show, right? He says that this pumpkin beer craze is a good thing because it gets people that might not necessarily drink craft beer to drink it. So people that are not like beer drinkers like we are, they're going to buy this pumpkin beer and try it because it's a novelty and it's drinkable for them because it's light and sweet and tastes like pumpkin pie. And but it's kind of a gateway thing to different types. It opens up the conversation into different kinds of beer. And yeah, he says that's a good thing.
I think that I would like to see more varieties like sours, for example, people who aren't typical beer drinkers and they don't like that real beer taste. So that maybe sours are going to appeal to them. Or last week on the last podcast, we tried the rosé, which kind of had like a Chardonnay taste to it. Like I want more like gateway beers like that.
Well, and I think that his point is right. I don't want him to not brew pumpkin beer. I just don't want to drink it. I agree with him. It is a gateway for people that aren't really beer drinkers. They should drink it. I'm okay with that. But that doesn't mean I have to like it.
True. I'm hoping by this show, we find a pumpkin beer that you actually like. And then that's going to open up your mind to all the possibilities of pumpkin beer.
I renounce all pumpkin beer from this day forward.
Challenge accepted.
We're going to try 7 different ones on the show. Next year, maybe you're in the store. It's September. You're looking in the shelves and you see that pumpkin beer that you picked as the beer of the day tonight. And maybe you buy that beer.
Maybe.
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 Maybe. We'll see.
Never say never.
All right, Jeff, which beer are you picked the out of your gourd pumpkin porter Red Hook?
I did. And I've had a few sips. It's interesting. This beer doesn't really taste like a pumpkin beer. And I like it, but it tastes a lot more like a porter. Like the pumpkin flavor is very subtle. You know, there's like the roasted malt flavor and it's almost like a coffee porter. But, you know, I can't really pick up on much pumpkin taste at all. It's a little watered down. It's good. I like this beer. It's tasty. But if I had this without seeing the label, I would not think of this as a pumpkin beer. So it's really just a porter to me. It's a dark brown, black color. I like it, but it's hard for me to call this a pumpkin beer.
So you're saying you want more pumpkin?
I would put a little more pumpkin.
You should mix it with that other one.
If you're going to do a pumpkin beer, you should probably have some pumpkin in it. But
yeah, I'm sure there's some. I mean, it's just not very strong.
Later on in the show, we're going to talk about a brewer of one of the best rated pumpkin beers there are and his process for how he makes the pumpkin beer. And it definitely is a choice by the brewer how much pumpkin you want to have in there and how much, you know, or if you want to just be a slight touch of pumpkin or do you want it to be kicky in the teeth pumpkin? You don't know.
Yeah. So that's true with any ingredient, really. Yeah.
True.
Like chilies.
Definitely. Or hops. Or any flavor ingredient for beer. All right. Well, that's a good description there, Jeff. Let's, as a group, move into the next beer. This is Pumpkin Ale from Dogfish Head Brewery in Milton, Delaware. Pumpkin Never Ale. I was looking forward to this one. I know it's in limited release out here. At our BevMo, they had a couple of four packs of it, and I was able to get one. And I was looking forward to try this one.
Total Wine had a whole display of this beer.
So we have our typical golden amber color, Marzen color beer. It looks so much similar to the first beer.
Nearly exactly identical. The same, yeah. Not as much carbonation, I don't think, coming through. A little bit less bubbles, a little bit thicker head.
So I think what happens is Saranac sells these for $4.50. Dogfish Head bottles it into their bottle and sells it for $10 a four pack.
It even has a really similar smell.
The smell is so similar.
This I could think be it the, smells more like pumpkin, this one.
This could be the same beer.
The biggest sham. And
it's more. I smell more spices.
I'm hoping for better taste.
It smells almost identical to me. Yeah.
Me too.
It's not as much pumpkin on the aroma.
I think it's a little less carbonated too. I only have one little nucleation point on the side of my glass that's causing carbonation. Other than that, that's it.
I love it when you say nucleation point.
It's smooth.
I just would like to say also the lady on the bottle, nice job, Dogfish Head.
I like your tats.
It may smell like the first beer, but it tastes substantially different.
It does.
Tastes better.
Tastes more like an ale. The first one tasted a lot more like a lager to me. Yeah. This is more like a pale ale with pumpkin flavors. A
lot more body, a lot more flavor.
Not so much so the spice.
No, yeah.
No. So I think it's a little bit more of a darker malt character on the baseline of it. And then the spiciness is maybe a little more pronounced also. It has
really.
I don't get so much pumpkin on this.
Do you get any brown sugar?
A little bit.
I'm
actually surprised.
I think I got it's not brown sugar. I do get brown sugar.
So
I got more cinnamon on the first beer.
So this makes sense, and that's, you know, the darker malt characteristics. It says it's a full-bodied brown ale brewed with real pumpkin, brown sugar, allspice, cinnamon, and nutmeg.
I taste the allspice.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah, but it's not as sweet as the last one.
Well, that's the darker malt. Right.
Darker malt. It's a lot more malty. It has that sour kind of maltiness to it.
So, you know, on the
sour, not sour,
on the Christmas
maybe
beer.
A bitter.
On the Christmas beers, they anchor Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. It has that holiday spice to it. Mm-hmm. This kind of has that same type of taste to it.
Yeah, but most pumpkin beers have those same spices in it, like the nutmeg and the cinnamon, allspice. Those are all in those beers.
They're holiday flavors.
But this one, I think the pumpkin kind of balances those out a little bit. But there's not a lot of pumpkin in this beer.
No, there's not.
I get a lot more pumpkin flavor than I did in the Saranac.
Really? I don't get it.
I don't think there's that much more flavor. Just
the pumpkin.
I'm actually
pie
surprised
beer.
With all three of these beers. Like, none of them are overwhelmingly pumpkin-y flavored. None of them have a dominance of nutmeg, clove, allspice. None of them are like super heavy on any of these flavors. They're very subtle.
So what is it about this beer that do you prefer this beer to the Saranac?
It tastes, it has more substance to it. The first one is kind of, I don't want to call it watery, but it was
too light.
It was light.
There wasn't a lot going on with it. This one's got a lot more depth to it.
But I wouldn't call it more complex, but you know, in any way, it's just more substance. I don't know what to say.
It's fuller bodied.
Fuller bodied. I was trying to say that without saying that.
Yeah.
I didn't do a very good job.
And this is 7%. So compared to 5.4 on the first one, you know, it's a little bit more alcohol. I don't really get the alcohol in the taste.
Yeah, not at all.
Maybe it's becoming accustomed more to pumpkin beer after you had a couple of them.
That's true.
But this one's, I like it a lot.
Yeah, this could end up being like the coffee beer episode where we all you could taste is coffee.
All right. Well, I think that we've had a couple different interesting pumpkin beers so far, and we'll have to see what we can find on the next half when we compare a couple of pumpkin beers from the same brewery. So we'll be right back. We're going to take a quick break and tell you about our website. When we come back, we'll have our Strange Brew segment and then three more different pumpkin beers from the season. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back here on the Beer of the Day podcast. All right, if you don't know by now, you should know that we have a website, beeroftheday.com, and this website is one small piece of the site. Each of these beers that we're having here on the show today, at some point we will feature as the beer of the day. And each day we feature a new beer of the day and we post it to the website, to Twitter, to Facebook. So if you follow us on Twitter or Facebook, you can see the new beer of the day. Or if you go to the website, you can sign up, put in your email address or your phone number, and we will email you the beer of the day each day or text message it straight to your phone. So it's pretty easy to do. Just go to the website and sign up or follow us on Twitter at Beer of the Day or like us on Facebook at The Beer of the Day. Or if you're an Instagram user, it's Beer of the Day site. All right. I can't wait to try some more pumpkin beers. I don't know about you guys. Let's move into the Strange Pumpkin Beer. Welcome back to the Beer of the Day podcast, pumpkin ale special, and we have a strange pumpkin beer. It's not that strange, but it's the only sour pumpkin beer you're going to find, and it is from Almanac, what's it called? Almanac Beer Company, San Francisco, pumpkin sour. I think last year they had a dark pumpkin sour. This year it's just the regular pumpkin sour. 8.5%.
Looks pretty dark to me.
It's dark.
Looks pretty dark.
But maybe the pumpkin's light.
Oh, it could have been like a white pumpkin.
Or albino.
There are white pumpkins.
Also white.
Albino.
But the color here really comes from the malt, right? Not from the pumpkin.
True. There's no color imparted on the beer from the pumpkin on any of these beers. So whatever color they get for the beer itself comes from the malts they use.
It's got a nice, thick, foamy head on it.
It does. Like they said, it's a brown color with some amber coming through on the edges, but definitely the darkest beer we've had tonight.
Smells like a good sour.
It does. So Almanac
smells a lot like the last two.
They're known for doing like, they do these barrel-aged beers. We've done, on some of our test shows, we did a sourdough beer from them. It wasn't a sour. It was just a sourdough. It tasted like a loaf of sourdough bread. Excellent.
Sounds good to me.
But they have a lot of sours they've released in the last 6 to 12 months that have been amazing. Prices have gone up, but looking forward to this one.
Yeah, at the store there, I think it was 5 different sour beers from Almanac there, and one of them happened to be pumpkin, so
it fit the bill.
It fit the bill.
It's well timed.
Jeff couldn't find this one, so he's going to sit this one out. But he got to try that great Red Hook one in the first half. So
Megan likes
it. I don't
it.
Feel sorry yeah. for him.
Megan, what do you think? I can tell by your face that you're loving it.
It's pretty sour.
Oh, sour.
It's very sour for a sour, yeah. Make you punker.
Well, I'm glad we got to try different ones.
Wow.
I got to try the porter. You guys got to try sour.
Oh, wow.
I like the differentiation here.
So last week on the show, in the news segment, we talked about the prevalence of sour beers. Yep. And this is one of those breweries that's capitalizing on the sour craze that's going on right now. This beer is so sour, it's hard for me to even get the pumpkin shining through, you know?
I don't taste any pumpkin.
I get more darker characteristics than pumpkin. I don't get any real fruitiness out of it. A lot of sours, you can still taste the fruit in them.
I get the cinnamon at the end. Once the sour goes away, I get a little bit of the cinnamon.
It's almost like a bitter sour.
I don't think that's possible.
Bitter.
Only kind of makes your throat swell a little bit, like cinnamon? You're eating like a warhead, you know, that kind of.
My mouth is watering for sure.
Yeah.
That's a good, when I saw this lineup, I was like, well, that's a good palate cleanser, you know, with all these pumpkin beers. There's not a lot of pumpkin, but I absolutely get the cinnamon finish, the spicy finish.
Yeah, I see what you're saying, after the sour goes away.
The thing is, I bet you take that sour away, and this is kind of your standard, maybe darker pumpkin porter.
I bet it's very pumpkin-y, though. Yeah. The sour covers that up.
I know. It's so sour, which is, I think, is great. I mean, it's rare that you get a beer this sour.
Yeah.
Now, not like you want to drink 5 of them in a row, but as far as sour beers go, if you want a sour beer, give them this, it's and they're going to understand what a sour is.
Yep. There's just such a unique taste. I can't quite pick up on the exact flavor, but on that initial kind of right on your palate, it's kind of a heavy, almost like a loaf of pumpkin bread or something like that. Like, I don't know exactly.
A whole loaf?
Well,
so
just, it's heavier, and it doesn't, it's a real complex taste to me.
Andy made a good point where the cinnamon kind of comes in after the sour goes away, but I do get a little hit of that pumpkin right before the sour kicks in. I take a sip of it, and I taste something like a pumpkin ale, and then boom, the sour's there, and it lasts, and then it dissipates, and then you get a little cinnamon spice at the end, and then that's gone. So it's a... This beer is definitely a ride.
It would be fun to try this one next to, you know, they have their Dog Patch Sour, which is kind of their big one right now. Do those side by side, because I think you could distinguish the pumpkin notes out of this better, whereas this one's so different and so sour compared to everything else we've had. It just totally covers it up.
I'd say with most sours that I've had before, it gets easier to drink, and this one, it's sour every single time.
This one's gotten easier. I'm, you know, down to the last sip now. It's gotten easier to drink. It is a lot more, mouth puckering than most sours, I would say.
Definitely. All right. Question for you. How long do you think pumpkin beers have been prevalent, have been around?
Too long.
We have options.
1800s. No. 1800s, definitely.
I would say 2,000 years.
2,000?
Yeah.
Oh, you mean in America or in the world?
In the world.
That's been right? Prevalent?
In America.
No.
Then not 2,000 years in America.
Yes. How old is the country? 1776.
1776.
Hey, was that, where are we at now? Is that
what year is it now?
That's 240 years, 30-something years.
So 229 years.
Well, you're right. George Washington, Ben Franklin, and Thomas Jefferson are said to have brewed beers from pumpkins. They had to. Barley and other ingredients were used to make liquor in the old world and were scarce in America. So settlers had to use whatever they could get their hands on, including parsnips, molasses, squash, corn, and apples.
Yum.
And pumpkins. So although all these beers come out every year, pumpkin beers, and it's kind of a novelty that as we see them, they're not a new invention. So what do you think about that?
I think that's true with most beer styles. There's nothing really new. We've just reinvented the wheel in some cases.
Those founding fathers, they gave us the corn beers too.
We've come up with new ingredients, like the hops. You know, IPA has been around for thousands of years, but we came up with these super bitter hops, you know?
Yeah. All right, so next beer.
I think if they've been making it for so long, they should do a better job.
Are you in a tunnel?
Hey, they can do better. How's the gravity up there on the moon?
It's one small step for man. All right.
Say your point again, though, Jeff. We kind of missed it a little bit. Sorry.
I'm just saying, if they've been making this for so long, I would expect these to be a little bit better. A lot of people don't like pumpkin beers. You would think would perfect it.
I don't think that that's the case. I think that this is what pumpkin beer should taste like, and it's just not something a lot of people like. A lot of people don't like pumpkin pie, but that doesn't mean it's bad.
But you made the point about like the hoppy beers, and you'd say that they probably have like perfected those beers, right?
Well, they perfected the hops. Well, they've changed the hops. They didn't start growing different kinds of pumpkins for beer.
Well, they could maybe.
They could. If it takes off to that point, I'm going to stop drinking beer.
All right, well,
you know, I'm impressed so far. These have been better than I expected so far. So I'm good.
All right, well, we got two more right now. This is Shipyard Brewing Company, and I think they have two of the most popular pumpkin beers that I see each year. They're there every year, and I think it's worth trying them side by side. So we have the Pumpkinhead at 4.5% and the Shipyard Smashed Pumpkin 9%, which by my mathematics is double the alcohol content of the Pumpkinhead.
Yeah, here on Earth.
Did Billy Corgan sign off on this?
Yes.
Smashed Pumpkin?
Actually, yeah, I think he did. I don't know. Allegedly.
They're going to get
Andy,
sued.
There is five glasses behind you so that we can open up the next one.
This actually smells like pumpkin bread.
A whole loaf?
Yeah, actually. That's
yeah,
smell it, Steve. It smells like a whole loaf of pumpkin bread.
Kind of smells like toilet water to me.
So they're pretty different in color. The first one is more golden colored. The 9% is much, I mean, it's not dark, but it's more reddish amber color.
We'll have to take your word for it. We're a little behind on the pouring here.
I wasn't aware of the extra glasses.
They pour faster on the moon.
Less gravity.
Yeah, well, that doesn't make
side
sense.
By side.
And there's no oxygen.
Yeah, here you go.
I bet that carbonation would really explode. It'd be out of that glass
it's
so
all
fast.
All over my space suit. I get it all over my pants every show, so.
Not yet this show.
Not yet.
You're talking about beer, right?
Only if it's really good ones.
Yes. So yeah, the Smashed Pumpkin is twice as the Smashed Pumpkin is your pint glass.
Right.
It's very fragrant. I mean, Megan's right. This is
so
the most fragrant pumpkin. I mean, it smells like pumpkin bread.
So the pumpkin is straw colored. Pumpkin head is straw colored with a little bit of an orangish tinge. Very little carbonation, a little bit cloudy. The Smashed Pumpkin is more clear, a little bit more carbonation. There's a fair amount of bubbles coming up. Neither of them have much head to speak of. And the Smashed Pumpkin is more of your standard amber-colored beer.
The Smashed Pumpkin really has like that. I expect it to be hoppy because it has that kind of soapy smell, has that. Kind of smells like a candle to me, like a pumpkin candle.
Yeah, so the pumpkin head, the 4.5% one, is the one that I remember we have in the fridge. It seems like it's in the fridge every year. And it's the one I've tried, I had once, and I hated it.
The pumpkin head smells kind of like that pumpkin pie smell that has the little cinnamon in it. The smashed pumpkin smells like a smashed pumpkin, like you actually took a pumpkin and smashed it. Like it's more of a fresh pumpkin and not baked pumpkin.
Yeah, not like a pumpkin.
The first one tastes like pumpkin pie.
Yeah,
the light one.
The light one.
It tastes just like pumpkin pie.
Like a really
liquid version.
Watered down.
Yeah, there's not a lot of flavor there.
Like you soaked your pumpkin pie in a swimming pool and drank the water.
It's a little watery though. Like even compared to that first one we had.
Yeah, it is watery. It has a kind of a lagery finish too. I don't like that.
I don't mind it. I think it's pretty tasty. It tastes like a liquid pumpkin pie. If you like pumpkin pie, you'll like this beer.
But it's lighter than that first pumpkin pie we had.
Yeah.
I like to eat my pumpkin pie. I don't know about drinking.
But it comes with alcohol.
Ale with natural flavor added.
Four.
All these other bottles talk about how they put real pumpkin and all these spices in. This one just is ale with flavors. Well, the pumpkin head.
I do detect some flavors.
Quite a bit different.
All right, I'm going to try the smashed now.
I think the smashed pumpkin does have some kind of hoppy characteristics to it.
Yeah,
significantly
bit.
More.
I mean, the smashed pumpkin is a lot more like the dogfish head. It's similar.
It's very...
But more pumpkin-y.
It's heavier than the dogfish head.
It's very pumpkin.
It's got the most pumpkin, I think, out of anything that we've tried thus far. For sure.
It's the most syrupy so far. But I guess
it's like eating the pumpkin flesh. It's like that. Now... One of my favorite beers is the Shipyard Smashed Blueberry. And I was expecting that with pumpkin, and I thought it was going to be really good.
Andy, I bought a smashed blueberry yesterday.
Well, that's a good...
Just so you know.
Cleanse our palate. And this is nothing like that. So.
No, because one's blueberries, one's pumpkin.
Yeah. Totally different beers, too.
I think that's true.
Lighter
maybe.
One.
Go ahead.
The lighter one that on the finish, there's this spice that I don't know if it's the nutmeg or coriander or allspice. I don't know what allspice tastes like, but the first one, the lighter one on the finish, there's this spice that doesn't really come through for me on all the other ones we've had. Anybody else get that?
Yeah, definitely. The finish is a lot stronger. I think it just tastes more like pumpkin throughout the entire taste.
Yeah, not a good strong.
The first one?
Yeah.
The first one, the light
more
one.
More like pumpkin pie.
I think that the second one, the smashed pumpkin. Okay, so if smashed blueberry is like a true blueberry taste, this is more of a true pumpkin taste. The only difference is that I would happily eat a blueberry fresh, but I wouldn't happily eat a pumpkin fresh.
It's the pumpkin before it turns into pie form with all the spice and all the stuff added. Because pumpkin is just squash, basically. It's kind of sweet, but it's pretty watery. It's a watery, you know, vegetable or gourd.
Like pumpkin soup without the spices. Pumpkin
I've never had pumpkin soup. Cause
me neither.
Sounds terrible.
Pumpkin soup.
I don't know.
I mean, I prefer the smashed pumpkin, but the first one that... The pumpkin head tastes more like pumpkin to me.
Yeah, I think the pumpkin head is just... I think it was reminding us of that pumpkin flavor because it has that really pumpkin pie taste. Yeah. Something that we're all very familiar with, we've grown up with, we taste it every year. It's like a flavor we easily
American.
Recognize.
Right.
To me, the pumpkin head tastes more like fake pumpkin. Kind of like how if you're eating banana-flavored candy, it doesn't taste like bananas.
Right.
It tastes like banana flavoring.
Right.
And so to me, this pumpkin head tastes more like pumpkin flavoring, whereas the smashed pumpkin tastes more like pumpkin.
Like they smashed pumpkin and put it in the beer? So,
I think that's where they got their name.
I have a question. How many times do you think we said pumpkin in this podcast?
I don't know, but I'm going to count them up.
A little tally on the... Dallas wish I didn't say that, so
let's
he didn't have to
count. Let's get a ding in there every time.
No, we could get some votes. See how many people.
The problem
think.
Is this
Make
will be released, and then that would happen afterward, and so someone could go through and be like 1, 2, 3.
If you want to count it, be my guest.
Hey, they'll listen really intently.
Maybe. All right. Where's my schedule at here?
You can win a pumpkin.
I'm glad they make only two and not four. That Elysian stuff. I don't know about that.
Yeah,
four is pumpkin ales.
Four is too many. I would, before we did the show, I said two is too many, right? Just do one. But these two are so different that I could see the reason why they do two.
I think if you're going to make multiple pumpkin brews at your brewery, you're going to have to try and make them completely different. I mean, otherwise, why are you bottling more than one? Yeah.
I would like to see that smash pumpkin in the stout.
Yeah.
That would be interesting.
True. That'd be good.
It needs something for me. It was a little bit too... Eh.
Yeah. All right. So if anyone's curious about how you make a pumpkin beer...
Do you brew it inside of a pumpkin?
Well, you can. I was going to have Andy take us through this, but I'm going to do it since his...
My paper's under...
His paper's under four things of things. So this is... later in the show, we're going to go through a list of one source's opinion of the best pumpkin beers. And their favorite beer was this Buffalo Bill's pumpkin ale, original pumpkin ale. And so I downloaded an interview with the brewer of it, and he went through the process that he goes through to brew a pumpkin beer. And I thought it was pretty interesting, so I'll share it. And he says, "Our pumpkin beer is brewed at several locations for us, but one definitive rule is that we always use fresh whole pumpkins. The kind vary depending on the season and what's ripe, but we like to use Atlantic Giants and Big Macs. Both are jumbo in size and have lots of fiber, especially the fiber makes for easier mashing. We roast the pumpkins, since a raw pumpkin is really nothing but a squash, and if you try to use them raw, nothing comes out of them. Roasting converts the starch inside the pumpkin and lets us extract sugars and sweetness. We cook them to the point where they're kind of done, maybe a little brown around the edges, just to the part where they start caramelizing. We don't want to cook them too long, otherwise they turn into mush. Since pumpkins come in all different sizes, cooking times depends on the size, blah, blah, blah. For 6.5 barrels, we use about 30 pounds of pumpkins. So this will depend greatly on the pumpkin." Okay. This is a bit more than 0.5 pound per 5 gallon batch, which isn't very much. But he says that, you know, we're not brewing a vegetable beer. We're brewing a pumpkin beer where you just want to get a little bit of the essence of the flavor and not overwhelm it. And, then he gets more into the malt thing. "We experiment with the base beer, but generally it's a red ale or an amber beer. We're looking for something with an orange to a red hue. And all the color in the beer comes from the malt, not from the pumpkin." And then he moves more into the brewing process. But you can kind of see where he's using whole pumpkins, cooking the pumpkins to the point where they're not turning into mush yet, but they're just that right amount where the flavors can be released from it.
Yep.
And that is a pretty good idea. So I read a bunch of other descriptions of different people that brew pumpkin beer, and a lot of them use like canned pumpkins where they add that into the mash, and different ways to do it. But this guy, Jeff Harries, apparently has it figured out, because he's one of the best pumpkin beer brewers there is. Now, this beer, Buffalo Bill's, is from Hayward. So if we're going to seek out a pumpkin beer to try, we will have to drive to the Oakland area to get it.
Yeah, I'm going to pass.
Now, does he put spices into it too?
He
does. Dominant character will be upfront malt character, followed by a finish that highlights the spices of cinnamon, nutmeg, and clove.
Okay.
And speaking of spices,
put it in a bag,
use whole spice.
What, Jeff?
What?
They put a bag of these spices. They drop it in the kettle when it's brewing.
Yeah.
And it adds a lot of spice flavor.
Right. That's what they do. They put it in a bag. So Yeah, like a tea bag. A big tea bag. Exactly. All right.
Well, Steve and I will be in Oakland later this month, so
we can
look
stop
for it.
By Hayward if you guys need us to.
Yeah, that'd be
there
great.
You go.
I don't.
Yeah, I didn't think there'd be actually as many takers on that as there was. I was kind of surprised.
Okay.
I mean, if it's going to be one of the best pumpkin beers.
I won't make my gold medal comment.
Might as well.
No, it's not appropriate.
You have to now.
We will, we'll see. If you can stop by and get it, that'd be great. Next beer is from Boston Beer Company, Samuel Adams Fat Jack Double Pumpkin. Double Pumpkin. I almost said double IPA. That would have been incorrect. This is
what does this mean? Twice the pumpkin?
Twice the pumpkin, yes. Double pumpkin.
Jeff, call us back.
Now we're saving it.
So Sam Adams has a different pumpkin beer that's lighter. So it's kind of like how Smashed Pumpkin or how Shipyard does it, where they have two different beers, a lighter one and a heavier one. Sam Adams has one also. They have their Pumpkin Patch light one, and then they have this Fat Jack Double Pumpkin, the heavier one. So I couldn't get the lighter one here. I went to five different stores and couldn't find it. So we'll just stick with the heavy.
This one is the new winner for most pumpkin pie smell. This smells like pumpkin pie. I mean,
yep.
You cannot nail it any more than that. It just came out of the oven. You're about ready to put the whipped cream on it. That's pumpkin pie.
Yeah, I think the heavier beers really lend themselves to the pumpkin style. When it comes to, you know, lighter flavored beers, it's harder to add, you know, adjuncts like pumpkin or any other flavor without overpowering. So it's hard to get it right.
This one has the most spice.
Mine has a lot of head.
Spice. You get the nutmeg definitely coming through. The
nutmeg.
Clove.
Clove.
Yeah.
Versus all the rest, this is the has the most spice.
I agree. The head dissipated pretty quick, but it poured with a fair amount of head.
No, I still have a lot too.
Mine still has a lot.
I like the color of this beer too. It looks like a like Oktoberfest kind of color of a pour.
Yeah, it's pretty dark. It's
a little darker than Oktoberfest, I'd say. But that darker amber. I'd say copper, but it's like a little bit more on the red side than copper. Great color though. If I was going to make a pumpkin beer, this is the color I'd make it.
What do you think, Andy? I know you tried it.
You know, it doesn't have as much of the pumpkin pie taste as it smells. I like it a lot, actually. We've had a lot of these beers from Sam Adams. I don't even know if it's a series or what, but the one like with the goat head on it, and we've done a few others.
Honey Queen was recently.
Honey Queen. They're all really good. I've been surprised. I thought a lot of them were going to be, you know, kind of iffy, but they've all been really good.
It's kind of caramel.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of complexity in this
beer. The caramel malts, you'll see that a lot in Oktoberfest beers. And I think this really does a good job of taking that base caramel Marzen type malt base and then adding the pumpkin on top of it. And to me, the pumpkin isn't overwhelming on top of it. It's just a little pumpkin and then a fair amount of that spiciness that, like we have been talking about the whole show, that nutmeg, coriander type.
It almost tastes
not
to me
too
like,
much of it,
and I know this is, people at Sam Adams hear this, they're going to hate me, but it tastes like a Boston Lager that they like pumpkined up, put some like spices into it. I'm not saying that as a bad thing. I mean, just right. I get that like really that base taste that it tastes like a more complex.
Well, I think
beer
that's you know
these.
You sure, get that a lot with these brewers where you've had so many of their beers and because they use their proprietary yeast, so there's like a flavor that they lend to every beer they make with that yeast.
But I can go out there and get four Sam Adams and pour it into that glass and then add some spices to it and I'm not going to get 8.5%.
Sure. Yeah.
Wow, that's That's really well balanced. It's got a little sweetness on the end, mm-hmm. a little sugary sweet, not like pumpkin sweet. And maybe that's covering up a little bit of the alcohol flavor, but
yeah,
this is really drinkable. 8.5% pumpkin beer.
Yeah, it absolutely does not seem like it's 8.5%.
Jeffrey, what say you?
I like it. It's spicier than all the rest, but it's smooth. It's more like, I mean, as an IPA fan, it's not like an IPA, but it's got that same smooth, fresh flavor that I didn't really pick up in the other beers. So I'm a fan.
I think maybe the rest of the beers, it seemed like they were trying to take pumpkin and turn that into a beer. And on this one, it's like they took a beer and made it into a pumpkin beer. And I think that's kind of like the difference there.
Yeah. I'm really surprised, though, at the aroma versus the flavor, because it is, like we were saying, it smells like the pumpkin pie and it tastes nothing like that.
Right.
It's very toned down on your palates.
Yeah.
It is smooth. I like it.
I mean, you wonder how they get that flavor, because like with hops, you know, you add hops in the beginning for flavor and then at the end for aroma. Well, how does that work with pumpkin? Is it the same way or is it different?
Maybe that's why it's a double pumpkin.
Yeah.
that could be what they did.
Twice.
Yeah.
We'll have to ask our buddy over there.
Sam. Old Jim.
Yeah.
Jimmy.
Jim Koch.
Jim Bob.
Jimmy.
I think his name is Samuel.
Nope, definitely not.
That guy's gone.
No?
You got the boot.
All right. Well, that's a pretty wide range of pumpkin beers. I think we did good there. I think it's time to recap the beers we've had, and then we'll work towards figuring out what our favorite beer of the day was. Andrew?
So we started off with the Saranac Pumpkin Ale from Saranac Brewing Company. And then Jeff had his Out of Your Gourd Pumpkin Porter from Red Hook. We had the Pumpkin Ale from Dogfish Head. Then we had our Strange Brew, the Pumpkin Sour from Almanac. We had our comparison between the two Shipyard beers, the Pumpkin Head versus the Smashed Pumpkin. And then we finished it off with the Sam Adams Fat Jack Double Pumpkin.
All right. Want to spin that pen?
That was a pretty good spin there. That's going. And Matthew.
Dallas.
I don't know if we ever go from the front or the back. I think it's from the cap.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Well, I mean, we'll if you want to go from the back.
All right. So, the last beer we just had, the Sam Adams, far and away, I think exceeded my expectations on a pumpkin beer. I usually gravitate towards the Dogfish Head, like everyone knows.
You didn't pick Dogfish Head.
I know. It's shocking. But
not yet. He might change his mind still.
Yeah. No,
the cap is cooler on the Dogfish Head, so I'm going to go there.
I mean, girl in the bottle looks pretty good.
Yeah, she's pretty hot.
But, well, the girl sitting next to me is better. No, the
whispers.
Yeah. No, I'm a big fan of the Sam Adams. It's a beer that I think that I wouldn't mind buying a six pack of and actually sitting and enjoying it. Whereas the rest of them, I don't think I would want to do more than one beer. Yeah.
I hear you.
True. Unfortunately, it doesn't come in six pack. It comes in $8 bottles.
Well, you can get six of those. I might get six of those, actually. No, I probably wouldn't. It's something that, I mean, I'm definitely picking the Sam Adams also as my beer of the day. Something that I would probably enjoy once a year, have a nice little treat, enjoy it. I'm not going to search any of these beers out probably, but that Sam Adams was the beer of the day.
Huh. Well, that puts me in a tough position because I have to say, going into the show, I didn't expect that I would like as many of the beers as much as I do. And the Saranac, I was expecting, I didn't expect anything from. I was like, $4.50 beer for this huge beer. It's not going to be any good. Wasn't that bad, right? Dogfish Head, very drinkable. Maybe a little bit lighter than I expected, but it was fine. The sour, for being a sour, it was so sour. It was too sour. And
no such thing.
But I didn't mind it. I liked the fact that it was, you know, it is a sour and it it came through with the sour. So that was an interesting beer. The shipyards, it seemed like to me that maybe they should take the best qualities of both and combine them into one very good one. So I'm going to have to concur with Matt and with Steve. I'm taking the Sam Adams Fat Jack Double Pumpkin.
Jeff.
So I'm pretty fortunate here that I keep going back and forth. I've saved a few sips of each one. I try them side by side. You know, I actually like all of them. When I came into this show, my objective was to find one really good pumpkin beer that I like. And I can honestly say that I kind of liked all of these. None were bad. If I'm on a budget, I'd go for the Saranac. It's the best value, but this show's not really about the best value. But that is the best value for the
Thank
price.
God.
But I have to, your internet's yeah. the best value. Upgrade.
But I like being true to the style of this beer. My favorite one, the beer of the day, was the Shipyard Smashed Pumpkin. I like the flavor. It was smooth. It has the most pumpkin characteristics in my mind. And I could drink that all day long. It'd be hard to drink. It comes in a 4-pack. I don't know if I'd drink all 4, but that was my favorite pumpkin beer of the day.
Great.
This is a tough decision because there's no doubt the one I like the most is the Sam Adams. But the one that reminds me of pumpkin and pumpkin beer, and I still, you know, I found enjoyment from it, was a Dogfish Head. It had those, you know, the brown ale notes that I really enjoy beers that have that. The pumpkin flavor was there. It was very present, where I felt like in the Sam Adams, it wasn't as present in the taste. The Sam Adams could have been any kind of a beer and it probably would have been good. But the pumpkin just doesn't shine on that beer as much. So I'm going to go with the Dogfish Head Pumpkin Ale.
Well, I didn't think I was going to like any of them, but I definitely didn't like the sour.
Minus one.
Yeah, that was bad. I'm going to have to go with the Sam Adams Fat Jack Double Pumpkin as well. I think that was really smooth. It tasted really well. It didn't have too much of the pumpkin pie taste to it. Definitely drinkable, good beer.
I think we have a winner.
Definitely a majority. So that's a good sign. Last time we didn't have that, but you know, whenever a beer comes through and has that, where multiple people are picking out as their beer, that's a good thing. So good job there, Sammy. I wanted to quickly run through an article that from the Food World News, they went through and ranked the top 12 pumpkin beers that they tried. And we can run through that and see how they compare to the beers that we had here.
Should we rank ours real quick?
Sure. Yeah.
We'll do that.
Let's just have a conversation and try and do that. Okay. So what was your least favorite?
I would go with sour.
Let's eliminate the sour.
Pumpkinhead. Yeah. Pumpkinhead was my least favorite.
Yeah, I would agree with that as well.
Okay. What's after that?
Probably the Saranac. Not to say it was bad. It was just my next least favorite.
Yeah, I'm with Steve on that again.
Yeah, it was
and
light.
The Shipyard.
Yep. Then Shipyard.
Yep. Then
Dogfish.
Which Shipyard?
The Smash Pumpkin.
Smash Pumpkin. Yeah. And then which one? Dogfish?
Smash
then Dogfish,
Pumpkin.
Then Sam Adams.
Okay, so Sam Adams was our favorite.
I think we're all in agreement.
Dogfish.
Jeff would have to slot in the Red Hook somewhere in that ranking,
well,
I guess.
I put Shipyard as Smash Pumpkin as number one. Sam Adams Fat Jack is number two. They were kind of interchangeable. They both were great.
Right.
Dogfish, number three. And then Red Hook, probably four. And then Saranac. And then the Pumpkinhead.
Okay. All right. So we're pretty close. So for them, number 12, now, of course, we didn't have a lot of these beers. Kennebunkport Brewing Company Pumpkin. Kennebunkport in Maine. I've been there. Apparently, they have a...
That's a
Bush compound.
That's a Trader Joe's beer. That's not a real brewer.
Well, it's on here.
I know.
Kenny Bunkport is really? The where the Bushes live in Maine.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a compound.
Number 11, Shock Top Pumpkin Wheat Ale.
Yum.
What? Shock Top?
Number 11. Who made this list?
Food World News. This is the beers that are available to them, I guess. Number 10, Shipyard Smashed Pumpkin.
Woohoo!
Number 9, Sam Adams Harvest Pumpkin. This is the other Sam Adams that we didn't get. The Harvest Patch.
That's different. So they make three.
Well, I don't know. This might be a year old. Then.
Fail.
Unita Punked. Number 7, Sam Adams Fat Jack. Number 7.
Nice.
Wow.
Number 6, Buffalo number Bill's seven. Original, America's Original Pumpkin Ale. 4 out of 5. Yunta Oak Jacked Imperial Pumpkin. That's coming up a lot, that brewery. Hmm. Number 4, Shipyard Pumpkinhead.
Hmm.
Ugh.
Number 3, Timmerman's Pumpkin Lambic. Number 2, Dogfish Head Pumpkin Ale.
Saranac. Solid. Number 1.
And number 1, Howl Sound Pumpkin Eater. So obviously everyone's entitled to their opinion. I don't know that you can. I think we had a pretty good consensus here as far as our general feeling about which ones we liked the most and which ones we didn't.
Definitely.
But we did get to try a lot of different pumpkin beers. And if you're at the store, you know, why not pick up a couple and give it a try? All right. Well, we're going to get out of here tonight for the pumpkin show. We will see you next time when we try the Oktoberfest. We have got basically a bunch of old world Oktoberfest beers from Germany and then some from Sierra Nevada, Sam Adams, the more American versions of those Märzen ales. And we will compare them and see how they stack up. All right, well, we'll see you next time. Until then, check out our website, beeroftheday.com. You can follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/thebeeroftheday, on Twitter, @beeroftheday, and on Instagram, @beerofthedaysite. For Jeff Miller, Andy Hamilton, Megan Marin, Matt Harding, Steve Williamson, I'm Dallas Helliker. We'll see you next time on the Beer of the Day podcast.